There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You stay on that narrow path and you help out plenty of people along your journey for the rest of your life. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let's thank the Lord for another day. Let's thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let's thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let's just thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And let's just thank him for his grace, mercy, favor, love. His only begotten son died for our sins. His word, just everything, amen. He's done so much things for us and brought us so much things. Just how amazing he is, just how slow to anger he is, just how much he loves us, amen. So through the good, bad, the ugly, and the ups and downs, we have to always stay faithful to him. We have to always stay strong and appreciate him for what he's done for us, you know, because it's countless of things, man, that he brought us through and continues to keep doing. Amen. The Lord changed not. So the sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Yes, yes. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. Okay. So let's always uplift each other in the Lord. Let's always encourage each other in Christ. And let's always have that unity, that harmony, that love, that peace, cooperation, togetherness, just everything. You know, brothers and sisters in the faith, all four corners of the earth, we got to keep on praying and supporting each other. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together, praise the Lord, call on his name, sing a new song, cry out to him, worship in truth and spirit, serve him in gladness and joy. Rejoice always, rejoice. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the birds in the air, all the creatures in the sea, just everything that has breath, plants, trees, mountains, everything that Most High made, praise him. Amen. Always got to glorify our people. Yes, yes. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He's come back like a thief in the night. He's come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, no filth, no nothing. Okay, so let the washing of the water by the word do us justice. Okay, let's keep our lamps and our oils and always stay working, always stay ready for the Messiah to return for us. Amen. Hallelujah, people. Let's know the Lord better. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Let's always submit to him and do what he called us to do. Amen. Always do his will and keep him first. Keep the kingdom of heaven first. And all things shall be added to us. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of the word. And whatever personal things the Most High confirmed to you or let you know, obey that as well, respect and honor it. Amen. God does show secret things. God does reveal stuff to us as well. So whatever personal things you and the Most High talked about or chopped it up with, respect and honor that too and obey it. Amen. Most definitely, God got things in store for you. He loves you. So keep on going after what he pursued. Keep going after what he got in store for you, okay? Always keep pursuing that close bond with the Most High and always stay near to him and akin to him, amen? The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Don't forget that, okay? Don't forget that, people. Now, in today's message, what I'd love to do is read this commentary within the book of Numbers, okay? So we finished up the commentaries all throughout Leviticus. Now we're in the book of Numbers. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen, y'all. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Numbers, chapter 1, verses 47 through 54. Recommended reading, the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. The book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. And also the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 4 through 12. The title of this commentary is God's Mark. What do you have in common with the Levite? Maybe more than you think. Among the tribes of Israel, the Levites held a unique place. Literally born into their roles, they served in the tabernacle in high-profile positions that took time and training to master. Frequently, they stood up front and out there for all worshipers to see. Yet they worked hard to maintain the tabernacle. Not a lot of glory in cleaning up after animal sacrifices. As Christian men, as believers, we also form a tribe set apart. Our goals now ring clear. Put God first and serve him wholeheartedly. No matter what position you hold at work, home, or church, you represent God. In every part of life, he invites you to serve him. Every day brings new opportunities to excel for the Lord. You can honor him with your attitude, effort, enthusiasm if you choose to. Sure, you might want God to give you a more glamorous or exciting task to tackle. It's normal to feel that way, but it's a waste of time. Instead, change your perspective and take a God's eye view. Your service counts no matter what work God gives you to do for him. God cares about you and loves you. Even if someone else makes more money, works in a more high-profile career, or serves in a more prominent role than you do, he's no closer to the Lord than you, nor more preferred. God loves you no matter what you do, as long as you put your heart into your work and honor him in the process. Many men trap themselves into believing that their only value comes from their jobs. Their career gives them power and purpose. What they do defines who they are. Why not be like the Levites and embrace your calling? Seeing your whole life as a sacrifice for the Lord not only allows you to provide for yourself and your family, but also brings purpose to any task to which you put your hand, heart, or shoulder, and others can see God's mark in all that you do. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. With what aspects of your daily work do you struggle the most? If you were to rank all of the tasks you accomplish in a day, what would you find to be the most important work you do? Pray for wisdom to approach your daily tasks with joy, doing them as unto the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. What the Lord has assigned us to do, you stick to the assignment, people. Handle it. Get your hands dirty. Roll up them sleeves. Get the work in, people. The Messiah said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There's only a few true ones in these last days who are going to really get the work in, y'all. So make sure you're working for the Lord. What he called you to do, handle it and get to it, people. No excuses, no laziness, no slack. Handle Father's business, people. Handle Father's business. Amen. I speak for myself as well. I have to be better in areas. I have to be stronger and more sharp with it. And you do as well. Iron sharpens iron. Let's be more diligent for the Lord, people, and put our heart all and our all to the Lord. Amen. So let's always be diligent, strong, fervent, steadfast, consistent, faithful with God's assignment, God's work. Amen. You might not have the most glorious task or assignment, but God called you to do it. So get it done. Amen. We touch and agree. Hallelujah. So there you have it. That is the commentary for today. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So what I'll love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. He's the God of Adam, the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. Yes. He's the God of heaven and earth. Give him all glory. Praise y'all. Praise him, people. Praise him. Yes, the Son is amazing. He is the light and truth, the light everlasting, the light in darkness, the light of heaven, the light of Israel, the light of life, the light of men, the light of the city, the light of the Gentiles, the light of the glorious gospel, the light of the glory of God, the light of the path, the light of the world, the light of thy countenance, the lily among thorns, the lily of the valley, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the lion of Zion, the living bread, the living redeemer, the living savior, the living stone, the long-suffering God. Yes, he's the Lord and Christ, the Lord and God, Lord and Shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Elohim, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth. Yes, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of kings, the Lord of lords, the Lord of peace, the Lord of heaven's riches, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, the Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, the Lord our shield, the Lord of over all, the Lord the God of hosts, the Lord the judge, the Lord thy creator, the Lord thy redeemer, the Lord thy savior, the lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, the majesty, our majesty, the maker of all things, the maker of Israel, the maker of morning darkness, the maker of one new man, the maker of peace, the maker of the new way, the maker of the path and the sea, the man Christ Jesus, man of God, the man of sorrows, the man of thy right hand, the man of war. Yes, the manna from heaven, the marred one, the master in heaven, the master of the house, the master of the sea, the mediator of a better covenant, the mediator of a new covenant. Yes, yes, the mediator of the new covenant, New Testament, the mediator between God and man, the meek and lowly Jesus, the merciful and faithful high priest, the merciful God. Yes, he is the messenger of the covenant. Yes, he is the Messiah, the prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, the mighty and strong one, the mighty arm, the mighty God, the mighty hand of God, the mighty man, the mighty one of Israel, the mighty one of Jacob. Hallelujah. Praise him. The mighty power, the mighty savior, the mighty strength, the mighty wisdom, the mind of the Lord. Yes, the mind anointed, the mind elect, mind holy one, minister of the circumcision, the minister of the sanctuary, the minister of the true tabernacle, the most holy, the most mighty, the most upright, the mystery of godliness, the narrow gate, the Nazarene, the near Lord, the obedient son, the offspring of David, the ointment poured, the one holy one, the one and only, the one and only sacrifice, the one Lord, the one shepherd, the only rock, the ordained lamp of the anointed, the ordained of the Father, the ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering. Praise him. Yes, yes, he is our overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, the overcomer of the principalities, the overcomer of the world, the overseer of the congregation, the pattern of the believers, the peacemaker, the perfect peace, the physician, great physician, the pierced Messiah, the pierced one, the pillar of fire, the plant of renown. Hallelujah, the pleased of the Father. Yes, the polished shaft, the portion of Jacob, the portion in the land of living, the portion of my inheritance, the possessor of heaven and earth, the potentate, the potter, the power of God, powerful and rich lamb. Yes, he is the praise of the children, the praise of the saints, the preacher of good things, the preacher of righteousness, the precious lamb. Hallelujah, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh, Be-Yahweh, Ahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barak, Yahweh Shai, Barak, Athar, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Ahai, Yeshai, Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua. Yes, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rests on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. It's his timing, due timing, perfect timing. Amen. Yes, y'all. He's a reward to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Faith is what pleases him, y'all. Faith and obedience, faith without works is dead, people. The Lord will do it. That outstretched arm, that mighty hand, the finger of God is powerful. Have to understand how excellent, how wonderful he is. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. He will do it, y'all. God's words fail us not. God's word does not go void. Everything he says will come to pass, will be accomplished. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay. Always got to give him praise, people. Always got to hang in there, stay strong. Yes, yes, his son is excellent for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. Amen. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree. Amen. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey. Yes, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing, new insight, new seasons, new beginnings, fresh starts, new good news, good results. Amen. Double portion blessings, recovery, healing, new strength, new health, new results in your life. Amen. we touch and agree. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over from the Most High, and that you turn from your ways and stay on that narrow path forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. So there you have it. All right. What I'd love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.